I think it's important to reflect the history and the relationship with Indigenous people in the city of Dryden. The name Colonization Avenue has such a negative impact for Indigenous people, as it is a reminder of atrocities that have occurred with Indigenous people in the past, specifically residential school, the 60s scoop, and other legislation that impacted on our language and our culture. We have progressed as a society to understand that that process was wrong. And the city has stepped up in terms of acknowledging the presentation that was done by the working circle, and have made that commitment to this change as well.
The city of Dryden, when we adopted the new strategic plan, we made one of our goals to improve Indigenous relations with our local Indigenous population and the First Nations in the surrounding area. So a part of that effort was to create the working circle, and certainly the working circle has looked at a number of issues in the community, land acknowledgement being one of them, and Colonization Avenue is something that we should really be educated on, discuss, and we did so and put forward a recommendation to City Council that they change the name of Colonization Avenue. And I've been very encouraged by City Council's response to that plan, and I know that we will educate the people on Colonization Avenue as to why this is important to change. And hopefully we will come up with three acceptable names and put those forward to council for a vote in April. And we encourage not only the people on Colonization Avenue, but we are going to have a school program, and we would like the seniors in the community and the community at large really to give us their submissions to an alternate name, something that is respectful and dignified and is a reflection of our diverse community.
One of the timelines that we are looking at for the name change is to have it in place by June 21st of 2021, which is Indigenous Peoples Day. I believe this is important in terms of acknowledgement and celebration here in Dryden. We, at the Friendship Center, we have a powwow annually, usually on that day. This year, it may be different because we are in a different time. However, we would still like to acknowledge and have the naming ceremony on that day.
Just to digress a little bit, one of the concerns that people have on Colonization Avenue and in the community is the cost associated with changing addresses. And we feel that the cost is very minimal, if any, to change your address on substantial documents that you may hold. There may be a point of inconvenience, but we think that the benefits to the community on a name change will overshadow those inconveniences. So we're looking forward to some cooperation from the people on Colonization Avenue and indeed the community.
The information packages, I believe, have a lot of helpful links in order to address some of the address changes or driver's license, passports, different things like that. The other thing is that we have some community individuals who have stepped up to volunteer to help with that process as well. A lot of this information can be reached by contacting us on the Working Circle webpage. Our information is there, and there are links that are on the Working Circle webpage as well. There is a helpline website and also social media.